Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. I believe that you're going to gain vital knowledge for your life that's going to help you stand against the attacks of the enemy. The Bible calls it so many different names. In 2 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11, calls it different names, wiles, intentions, slyness, all those kind of things that he uses to deceive us. But we're not ignorant of his devices, because we are learning about his devices so that we can whip him every single time and he will not get one over us. In Jesus' name, let's join the service right now. Have you heard what they've called us so far? We've called it the wiles and intentions, the devices, his schemes. The Message translation says it like this: after all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We're not oblivious to his sly ways, underhanded. The NIV says, in order that Satan might not outwit us. For we are not unaware of his schemes. So the words that describe his modus operandi, right? Well, listen to this: wiles, intentions, devices, outsmarts, schemes, mischief, sly, advantage over us, and outwit. Those are some of the ways, and that's what he does to get people. Now, watch here. Hosea 4:6. You all know the scripture. Hosea 4:6. We all know this. Look what it says here. My people are destroyed. My people are destroyed. He's talking about born again children of God here. Remember, he even said this. He said, you better be aware lest you are also deceived, because in the end times, even the elect, the born again, can be deceived. Now, watch what he says. My people are destroyed for what? What are they destroyed for? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So that tells me, according to that scripture, we know that God's people are getting destroyed. I'm talking, how many Christians do you know that have been broke since you've met them? That's 25 years. Maybe you're one of them. How many Christians do you know that have had sickness plaguing their lives year after year after year? And they've had the, now don't get into condemnation. We're going to show you how to get rid of this stuff. You understand? But you know Christians that can't afford to send their children to a decent school. You know Christians that their marriages are being rocked and ruined. How come? He said, my people are destroyed for one reason and one reason only: a lack of knowledge. In other words, it's something you don't know. It's something you don't know. And then some people, even though they know the truth, don't act on what they know. So knowing something doesn't mean you're going to beat that thing. Knowing something and doing what the word says to do is going to ensure your victory. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say victory. Yeah. Now watch here. So he says, now look at this. The B part of that verse, the rest of that verse says, he says, my people have been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Because you, say me, have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being a priest for me. He's talking to his people. So now, not in this church, because we're not rejecting knowledge, you understand? But what that tells us right there is, because you rejected knowledge, tells me we have the opportunity to use knowledge, to get knowledge. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are many Christians. Listen, I've spoken to people about the Word of God and about getting saved. I've spoken to people that are saved about the Word of God and told them about healing. I've told them about prosperity financially to get out of situations. And do you know that they reject what I tell them? They reject it. I had a guy leave our church many, many, many years ago. He left the church because I said, even if you're in Guatemala, you can be prosperous and then you can help other people. And he came against me because I said you can be prosperous in Guatemala. Listen, this is not an American Bible. All right? Because I would have been very upset, because I'm from South Africa. I would have said to God, hey, no, it's not an American Bible. Whosoever works the word will work for him or her. So he's telling us right here, we have the opportunity to get knowledge or information, because they're destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you rejected knowledge. So it's not God withholding from us. It's us not taking the advantage of what He's offered us and taking the step into gaining that knowledge. That's why I say study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Now listen to this. God's word translation says, you have refused to learn, so I will refuse to let you be my priests. So evidently God kind of wants us to learn some stuff. You think? You know, my children, when they were kids, I made them hold my hand in Walmart. Right, yeah. Even though he's 16, hold my hand. Dad. No, I'm joking. That's a joke. But if I had my way, I would do it. And I'd walk around with a Shaun of Shotgun type of thing. You've got to watch out for your children. So I taught them, cross the street, look that way, look this way. No, I'm in America now, not South Africa. Look this way, look that way, look this way. South Africa's look that way, look this. And I keep getting hit, but anyway. And so, that's a joke. But I held my children's hand crossing the street. I was teaching them something. You got to watch out for certain dangers. And I trained them up to be aware of certain things. I wanted them to get the knowledge. So now when they're older, they're not going to just walk out. They know there's traffic that moves down this road and it can be hazardous for my life. So you train your children. I want them to get knowledge. How many of you want your children to get knowledge? I want them to know that drugs is not good. They know it's not good. Booze is not good. They know it's not good. Smoking is not good. They know it's not good. Amen. Now, if you smoke or you drink or you're on drugs, you can get over that by the help of God. And don't get into condemnation. We don't condemn in this church and we don't judge. You're all free, but be free to do what God says. So never get into condemnation. I'm never pointing fingers, because sometimes I have a service finished and people come to me and says, who told you? And so we train our children. I want them to have knowledge to take care of themselves, to say no when the offer's on the table. And I'm not there. You think God's any different? He wants you to be trained up in His ways so that you say no when the devil says have some sickness. What's the difference? So He's got all this knowledge and He's saying, but you're rejecting it. Well, how do I reject knowledge? I either just push it away. God doesn't heal everybody today, or healing's not for everybody. I've rejected the knowledge of God, who says, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. By the stripes on my back, you were healed. And if I are healed and I were healed, then I is healed, period. Amen. And then I reject it. I know people that are sick today and they lead pastors in churches. They're the senior pastor and they're sick because they can't receive the fact that God can heal them and He wants to heal them and He has healed them. I know people who can't afford to pay the rent because the same reasons. And a lot of people, you know what they're doing? They're still paying for their sin. Well, I don't deserve healing because I sinned. Listen, you didn't deserve salvation because you were sinful. But God sinned you while you were yet a sin, saved you while you were still a sinner. Is that right? And so a lot of people think, well, I didn't do good last week and I did this, so this sickness, I kind of deserve it. So now the next question is, okay, who put the sickness on you? If you sinned and you deserve sickness, a lot of people think it's God. He's trying to teach me a lesson. He's trying to teach you lessons all the time, but it's out of the book. And it's with the Spirit of God. That's how He teaches us, not with cancer, not with sickness, not with beating you up. Well, God, He chastises those who He loves. I chastise my children, but I don't put their hands on a boiling hot stove. I don't throw boiling water over them. I don't inject them with AIDS. Come on. We need to get our brains working here. Get this knowledge that God has given to us. Amen. So He says, He says, you have refused to learn. Don't be that person. Be teachable. Be teachable. Can you be teachable? Be submissive. Be teachable. Be a learner. You know what? Be a lifelong student. You need to be a lifelong student of the Word of God and other people that have been to places and done things you've never done. You know, we've got Joel Borgello, who's he's involved in our church and school now, and he's a marketing, I don't like calling expert, because an X is a has been and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So, but he knows something. And you know what? He's a great marketing guy. When it comes to the Word, I can give him the Word and he respects that. But when it comes to marketing, I step back and I say, have at it. You know what I'm saying? Let the people train you up. Learn. Be a learner. Be a lifelong student. Because let me tell you something. After today's message, I'm not going to give you an exam. At school, they give you the exam. Remember we spoke about this? After the year long, they give you the test and the exam. And now you either fail or you pass. We give you a whole lot of information like they do in school, but we don't give you an exam. But your exam starts the minute you go through those doors. Yeah. Your exam begins right out those doors when life comes at you. Now how are you going to handle life? God is watching you write your exam. You are all constantly writing a test and an exam. Some of you don't like that, but it's good. Now listen to the Message translation. He says, my people are ruined because they don't know what's right or true.
Come on now.
If you don't know what the Word of God says and someone comes and says God's not healing everybody all the time, you're going to go down with sickness. Amen. Or whatever it is. So if you don't know what's right and what's true, Jesus said, I'm the way and I am the truth and I'm the life. Right? So when he says you're healed, you're prosperous, I gave you peace, I gave you joy, I give you sleep, I give you rest. When he says those things and someone comes and says to me, well, Aunt Susie, she was a great Christian, but she died because of, you know, she was believing God. Is that going to change my belief of the Word of God by somebody else's bad experience? That's not going to change what I believe. Amen. But we've got to get to a place of believing. Say believing. And if you don't believe and if you don't receive the truth, you're rejecting what God's given us. How many people have rejected salvation? Think about it. How many people are rejecting salvation daily? They reject it. They call themselves atheists. They call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. And they reject what God's given for their life to be eternally saved. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault? They rejected it. God's got the information. He's got the ministers. He's got the evangelists. He's got the missionaries. And he's got TBN. And he's got every app on the planet. And they're getting it left, right, and center. But they reject it. They reject it. They reject it. They reject it. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They're not receiving the knowledge that God's trying to give to them. They've rejected knowledge. So it says you've refused to learn. So that's why you're in trouble. So people, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Or you could say for not knowing something. A lack of knowledge. You know, if you're going down the highway and you're traveling or down the road outside you and you believe the speed limit's 60 and you're doing 60, but it's 35 and they stop you, a traffic officer stops you and you say, I'm sorry, I never knew. If you're going fast enough, they're taking you and your car away. They're not going to say, oh, you never knew. Oh, shame. I'm sorry. That's how the devil is. I'm sorry. You didn't know that I could put sickness on you. You didn't know that you have to be saved. Oh, it's okay. We'll give you another chance. You wish. That traffic officer ain't giving you another chance, and neither is the devil. He's not going to say, oh, you didn't know. Let you off. It ain't going to happen. If you don't know the truth, you're an open target to be deceived.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.